सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अस्मिन् सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे चतुर्दशः पाठः, जुलै मासस्य प्रथमः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमध्यं महेश्वरा शुक्लं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। मुनित्रयं नमस्ते तदस्ति परिभाव्यत वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। उपपद द्वितीय प्रकरणे स्मः। वस्तुतः कर्मप्रवचनीयाः अधीयमानाः आसन्। I could not find enough time to get into the depth of the matter. So, I'm actually skipping that section for now, the section on karmaprasaniya. From the application point of view, just, wherever we have karma prasaniya, we have dvitiya. So that much is enough for now. We will again see karma prasaniyas later in the prakarana in Panchami Vibhakti and again in Saptami Vibhakti. So I'll deal with this then together. Okay, we'll look at karma prasaniyas together and see what sense we can make of them. Now we'll move on this prakarana, upapada dvitiya. आदौ कारकद्वितीय अधीत यत्र कर्मसंज्ञा कुत्र कर्मसंज्ञा भवति कर्मसंज्ञा प्रयुक्तत्वेन द्वितीया विभक्तिर्भवति इत्यादि अधीतम्। ततः उपपदद्वितीया उपपदे सति अन्येषां पदानां योगेन द्वितीया विभक्तिः विधीयते। तत्रादौ वार्तिकद्वयमासीत्, उपसर्वतुचोत्कार्य युगपर्यादिषु त्रिषु तृतीयां रेडितान्तेषु ततोऽन्यत्रापि दृश्यते। उभयतः सर्वतः इति द्वे अव्यये, धिक् इति अव्ययम्, तथा उपरि अधि अधः इत्येतेषाम् आम्रेडितान्तानाम् अर्थात् विरुक्ते सति उपर्युपरि अध्यधि अधोसः इत्येतेषाम् प्रयोगे सत्सम्बद्धम् पदम् द्वितीयाविभक्तौ भवति इति दृष्टम्। कृष्णमुभयतः, कृष्णम् सर्वतः इत्यादि। ततः अभितः परितः समयानिदिशाः प्रतियोगेति इति पुनः षट् अव्ययानि सन्ति। अभितः परितः समयानिकषा सा प्रति इत्येतेषां योगे द्वितीया विभक्तिर्भवति। पुनः अत्रापि कृष्णमभितः, कृष्णं परितः इत्यादीनि उदाहरणानि। ततः कर्मप्रवचनीययुक्ते द्वितीया, यत्र कर्मप्रवचनीयस्य प्रयोगः अस्ति तत्सम्बद्धं पदं द्वितीया विभक्तौ भवति। पर्जन्यः जपमनुप्रावर्षत, जपम् अनु, जपः रक्षणं हेतुश्च दृष्टम्। अनु इत्यस्य अनुलक्षणेत्यनेन कर्मप्रवचनीयसंज्ञा अस्ति, अतः तद्योगे द्वितीया विभक्तिर्भवति जपशब्दस्य। इदानीम् अग्रे सरामः। अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति कालाध्वनोरत्यन्तसंयोगे। सूत्रे पदद्वयं काल अध्वनोः अत्यन्तसंयोगे। कर्मणि द्वितीया इत्यतः द्वितीया इति अनुवर्तते। इह द्वितीयाश्च इति सूत्रार्थः, कालाध्वनोः अत्यन्तसंयोगे द्वितीयाश्च इति। इह इति व्याख्याने बालमनोरमायाम् कालाध्वनोः अत्यन्तसंयोगे इत्यर्थः। सूत्रार्थे इह इत्यस्य इह नाम अत्र, अत्र इत्यस्य कालाध्वनोः अत्यन्तसंयोगे। निरन्तरसंयोगः अत्यन्तसंयोगः। सो वाट् इस् अत्यन्तसंयोगः? कण्टिन्यूस् असोसियेशन्, इट् इस् अन्ब्रोकन् असोसियेशन् इस् काल्ड् अत्यन्तसंयोगः। संयोगः इस् टु बि असोसियेटेड्, सो अत्यन्तसंयोगः इस् वेर् देर् इस् अ कण्टिन्यूस् आर् अन्ब्रोकन् असोसियेशन्। यत्र निरन्तरं द्वयोः संयोगः भवति सः अत्यन्तसंयोगः। So, nirantar sanyogaha, atyanta sanyogaha, antaha nama vichedaha, tam atikrantaha, atyantaha. So, how do we get that meaning out of atyanta? Antaha nama vichedaha, a break. So, tam antaha atikrantaha, that which goes beyond breaking, that which is unbroken. Tam atikrantaha, atyantaha, satato sanyogascheti vigraha. गुणक्रिया द्रव्येति इति औचित्यात् गम्यते तो कालाद्धनोः अत्यंत संयोगे केन संयोगः इति प्रश्नः कालस्य अद्धनः अद्धन ध्वानाम मार्गः कालस्य मार्गस्य च संयोगः इत्युच्यते अत्यंत संयोगः केन संयोगः संयोगः सर्वदा द्विनिष्ठः संयोग और एसोसिएशन इज टू थिंग्स सो वन ऑफ दोस इज गिवन इन द सूत्र काल अद्धनोः So either time or distance. So kaladhanoha atyanta sanyogaha. Kena sanyogaha iti prashnaha. With what? Ataha auchitya. It's by common sense which that is known. It says guna kriya dravyaihi. Gunena kriyaya dravyena va atyanta sanyogaha. Iti auchitya gamyate. Guna kriya dravyaihi kaladhanoha avichinna sanyoge gamye. So this is the refined meaning of the sutra which the commentator is offering. Dikshita just said he has dhityasya, but what is it? He is not clear. So he is very precisely defining it. Guna kriya dravyaihi kaladhanoho avichinna sanyoge gamye dhityasya ityarthaha. साच कालाद्धभ्याम एव भवति श्रुतत्वात् तो द्वितीय कस्य भवति कालाद्धनोः भवति वा गुणक्रिया द्रव्याणां भवति वा इति प्रश्नः सो श्रुतत्वात् सूत्रे किमस्ति कालाद्धनोः इत्यस्ति अतः कालाद्धभ्यामेव द्वितीय विभक्तिः भवति तत्र गुणात्यन्त संयोगे उदाहरति मासं कल्याणि दीक्षिताः सर्वेषाम् एकैकम् उदाहरणं प्रयच्छन्ति मासं कल्याणि इति प्रथमम् उदाहरणम् सो मासं कल्याणि इति व्याख्याने गुणात्यन्तसंयोगे मासः कालवाचकः तेन गुणस्य अत्यन्तसंयोगः मासं कल्याणि इति भवति इति शेषः त्रिंशद्दिनात्मको मासः तस्मिन् अविच्छिन्नमङ्गलवान् इत्यर्थः So, Masam Kalyani, a whole month is auspicious. So, there are certain months which are considered, say, inauspicious for everything, and certain months which are considered auspicious. So, he says, from now on, one month entirely is Kalyana, Kalyanavan, Kalyani is Mangalavan. So, Trimshadhinatmakaha Masaha, Tasvin Avichinna Mangalavan. So, continuously, this quality of auspiciousness is associated with that time. So, māsasya gunena, nāma mangalatvam mathava kalyāna, kalyānaha nāma gunena, avichinna sanyoga asti. Ataha, atyanta sanyoge, dhritiya vibhaktihi, māsam iti dhritiya, māsam kalyāni. Trimshaddinātmako māsaha, tasmin avichinna mangalavān, ityarthaha. तो गुणेन सह कालस्य अत्यंत संयोगः दृश्यते कल्याणः नाम गुणः तेन सह कालस्य नाम मासस्य अत्यंत संयोगः अत्यंत संयोगे कालवाचकस्य द्वितीया विभक्तिश्च दृश्यते अग्रिमम् उदाहरणमस्ति मासम् अधीते तो क्रियात्यन्त संयोगे उदाहरति क्रियायाः कालवाचकेन सह अत्यंत संयोगः Continuous association between an action and time. So, Masam Ahite. He studies for a month. So, we saw Avichinna Sanyoga. This is where the commentary is extremely helpful. Does it mean he is continuously studying for 1 month without a break? We saw that Atyanta Sanyoga is Avichinna Sanyoga. So, is it possible? It is impossible for him to do nothing else and continuously study. So, he defines it very well. क्रियात्यन्त संयोगे उदाहरति मासम् अधीते इति त्रिंशद्दिनात्मके मासे प्रतिदिनं ಉಚಿತ ಕಾಲೆ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಅಧೀತೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ 30 ಡೇಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಅ ಬ್ರೇಕ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ಡೈಲಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಧ್ಯಯನ. ಅಧ್ಯಯನಸ್ಯ ಕಾಲಃ ಇತಿ ಯನ್ನಿಶ್ಚಿತಂ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಕಾಲೇ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಅಧ್ಯಯನಂ ಕರೋತಿ ಪ್ರತಿದಿನಂ ಮಾಸೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ನತು ಅನ್ಯತ್ ಕಿಮಪಿ ಅಕೃತ್ವಾ ಮಾಸ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಅತೀತೆ. ತ್ರಿಂಶತ್ ದಿನಾತ್ಮಕೆ ಮಾಸೆ ಪ್ರತಿದಿನಂ ಉಚಿತ ಕಾಲೇ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಅಧೀತೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಕ್ರಿಯೆಯಾ ಸಹ ಅಧ್ಯಯನ ಕ್ರಿಯೆಯಾ ಸಹ ಕಾಲಕ್ಕೆ ನಾಮ ಮಾಸ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗಃ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ಅಗ್ರಿಮಸ್ತಿ ಮಾಸಂ ಗುಣಧಾನಃ ದ್ರವ್ಯಾತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗೇ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ. ದ್ರವ್ಯೇಣ ಸಹ ಕಾಲಮಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗಃ ಮಾಸಂ ಗುಣಧಾನಃ. ಮಾಸೆ ಪ್ರತಿದಿನಂ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಗುಣಧಾನಃ ಸಂತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೋ ಗುಣಧಾನ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಶ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಧಾನ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗುಡ ಜಾಗರಿ. ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಡಿಶ್. ಸೊ ಮಾಸಂ ಗುಣಧಾನಃ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಶ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಇದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅನ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಮಾಸೆ ಪ್ರತಿದಿನಂ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಗುಣಧಾನ ಸಂತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯೇಣ ಗುಣಧಾನಃ ಇತಿ ದ್ರವ್ಯಂ ದ್ರವ್ಯೇಣ ಸಹ ಕಾಲಸ್ಯ ಮಾಸ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ತ್ರೀ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಲಾತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕಾಲ ವೆರ್ ಕಾಲ ಇಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗುಣ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಆರ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ಸೊ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿ ಆಫರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಧ್ವನ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಾರ್ಗ. ಸೊ ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಕುಟಿಲ ನದೀ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ. ಕುಟಿಲತ್ವ ನಾವು ಗುಣ. ಕ್ರೋಶ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮೆಷರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೂಪ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋ ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಕರ್ವ್ಡ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ಸೊ ಕುಟಿಲತ್ವ ನಾಮ ಗುಣ. ಗುಣೆಯ ಸಹ ಅಧ್ವನ ನಾಮ ಮಾರ್ಗವಾಚಕಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರೋಶ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಅಧೀತೆ ಅಧ್ಯಯನ ಕ್ರಿಯೆಯ ಅಧ್ವನ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ವೈ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಅಧೀತೆ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ರೋಶ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಅಧೀತೆ. ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಗಿರಿಹಿ. ಸೊ ಗಿರಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ದ್ರವ್ಯೇಣ ಅಧ್ವನ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೌಂಟೈನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆನ್ ಕ್ರೋಶ. ಸೊ ದ್ರವ್ಯೇಣ ಸಹ ಮಾರ್ಗಸ್ಯ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಕ್ರೋಶಂ ಗಿರಿಹಿ. ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗೇ ಕಿಂ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ. ಸೊ ಫೈನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗೇ ಏವ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿಹಿ ಅಧೀತೆ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿಹಿ ಇತಿ ಮಾಸೆ ನಾಮ ತ್ರಿಂಶತ್ ದಿನಾತ್ಮಕೆ ದ್ವಯೋರ್ದಿನಯೋಃ ಪ್ರತಿದಿನಂ ಏಕವಾರಂ ಇತ್ಯೇದಂ ದ್ವಿಹಿ ಅಧೀತೆ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಡೈಲಿ ಬಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆನ್ ಟೂ ಡೇಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಈಚ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಟುಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಡೇ. ಇನ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟ್ವೈಸ್. ಸೊ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿಹಿ ಅಧೀತೆ. ಅತ್ರ ಮಾಸ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ನ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ಕಿಮರ್ಥಂ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ರಾಂಡಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್. ಕ್ರೋಶಸ್ಯ ಏಕದೇಶೇ ಪರ್ವತ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ವತ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ರೋಶ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ಕ್ರೋಶಸ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರಾಪಿ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ನ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಅರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಕಾರಕ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಪಿ ಅಧೀತ ಉಪಪದ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಅಪಿ ಅಧೀತ. ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಮಾಸಮಧೀಯತೆ see the book. No. Because this is not Vidya Vibhakti due to karma. So that is the difference between Vibhakti and Karaka. Okay, so the Prayoga will affect only the Karaka. So the Adhiyate Ityanena karma. If there is a karma, the karma will be told by the Lakara. So there is no karma. Kim Adhiyate is a question. So whatever. If there is a karma, that will be told. Say Ramaha Matam Vedam Adhite. If that is the Prayoga. So Ramena Vedaha Matam Adhiyate. So the karma will be Abhihita and therefore will get the Prathama Vibhakti. Now Matam, the Ditya Vibhakti is indicating Atyanta Sanyoga. Kaladhanoho Atyanta Sanyoga. That is still Anabhihita. Anabhihite Ditya Eva Bhavati. So the Prayoga will not affect this Vibhakti. Whatever. I mean, it does not have any association with anything. I mean, whatever the Kriyapada, whatever the Kartrapada, the Vibhakti will remain. Because, I mean, there is no other particle which can indicate this particular sense. Atyanta Sanyoga, Anyena Kenapi Na Abhihiyate. Anabhihitatva Sarvada Dvitiya Iva Bhavati. Akarmakahava, Sakarmakahava, Karmaniva, Kartariva. Because it depends only on the Kalavataka. As long as you have, that is why we call this as the Upapada Vibhakti. It does not depend on the Kriya. Prayoga, that is Kartari or Karmani, will always depend on the Kriya. So this does not depend on the Kriya. It depends on the presence of the other world. Here, say Kala or Adhan. So if that is there and if Atyanta Sanyoga is there, we have the Vibhakti. It will not depend on the, or it will not change with Prayoga also. Any other question? So next we have Tritiya Vibhakti. Tritiya Vibhaktavati Adau Karaka Tritiya Ajayate Tataha Upapada Tritiya. So Karaka Tritiya, there are two Kartrakaranayos Tritiya iti Sutra. So Karta and Karana, two Karakas are associated with Tritiya Vibhakti. Hello. So, Tritiya Vibhakti Karaka Dvayasya Vihita Asti. Karta Karakasya Api Tritiya Vibhakti Karana Karakasya Api Tritiya Vibhakti. So, Vibhakti Vidhayaka Sutra Prat Karta Karakam Karana Karakam Cha Vyantavya. So, Taha Karta Nama Kaha Svatantra Karta Iti Karta Lakshana. So, Pabadvayam Asti, Svatantra Karta Karate Ityadhikaraha Kriyayam Svatantriyena Vilakshitaha Arthaha Karta Sya Iti Sutrachaha. So, that which is intended to be independent in a kriya, in generating an action, is karta. So, the subject or the doer of the action, the agent of the action, is one who is free. It is svatantrena vivakshitaha. So that is the key point here. So kriyayam, the vyakhyana. So, svatantra karta, karakadhikara, kriyajanane svatantriyam, iha vivakshitam. So svatantraha iti asti, kutya svatantriyam iti noktam paninna. He has not told. Does it mean that he, a karta who is free and who is not in prison? Or who is not in prison? No, obviously it does not. So he says, karaka adhikara, because this sutra comes under the adhikara karake, kriyajanane svatantriyam iha vivakshitam. So svatantra in generating or in doing the kriya is what is intended. So that is why the sutra says kriyayam svatantriyena vivakshitaha. So kriyayam iti. స్వాతంత్ర్యం ఇహ ప్రాధాన్యం ఇది భాష్యే స్పష్టం. స్వాతంత్ర్యం ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ఐ మీన్ ద జనరల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రీడమ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రాధాన్యం దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఏజెంట్ ఆఫ్ జనరేటింగ్ అన్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ ద కర్త. So as we know, all karakas aid in kriyajanana. Kriyajanakam karakam ityeva lakshanam. So all karakas help in for the kriya to occur. Say if Devadatta is cooking, so you have kashtaihi pachati, the fuel is helping in cooking. Thalyam pachati, so he is cooking in the vessel, so the vessel is an aid to cooking. So tandulam pachati, there is the thing that the object for cooking without which he cannot cook, so that is also an aid. But which is the principal agent of all these? It is Devadatta or the Karta. So that is why he calls Svatantra. So there is also other thing. So Svatantra, why? Because other agents cannot act by themselves. That is, you have a vessel, so it will not cook rice by itself. So you have fuel, it will not burn by itself to produce this. So or the rice, it will not get cooked by itself. But Devadatta, he can act himself and he can make the other karakas, he can bring together the other karakas to bring about that kriya. Okay, so that is what is karta. So pravartayati, he who makes the other karakas act to generate or to do, bring a perform that action is karta. Okay, so that is why he is pradhana, because in his absence the other karakas cannot work to bring about the kriya. Svatantyam iha pradhanyam iti bhashye spashtam. But now, nanu sthali pachati ityado katham sthalyadinam kartatvam svatantya bhavad ityata. So now he says there are prayogas, like where you say sthali pachati. The vessel cooks. Thali patati is a prayoga. Katham. Thali, actually thalyam patati is the usual prayoga where he cooks in the vessel, where thali is the adhikarana. But you also see prayogas where you have thali patati. The vessel cooks. So what does it mean? There is no svatantra. Thali is the karta there. So since the karta has been given by the pachati, that is the king, there is prathamadhakti. Tathapi kartrutvam tu asti. Katham kartrutvam sthalyaha. Svatantyam tu nasti. Any vessel cannot cook by itself. So how? So that is why he says, svatantyena vivakshitaha saha. So it need not be svatantra, but that which is intended as svatantra, that is as pradhana, is the karta. That is why in sthali pachati, the emphasis is on the sthali. That is, the vessel is so apt for cooking that it can cook by itself. That is, it is a very good vessel. That is, it conducts heat well and so on, whatever are the properties. So sthali pachati chetra ka vivaksha, sthalyaha pradhanye vivaksha. So the vivaksha there is intended not on who cooks. Okay, it is focus is on thali. So that is pradhana. And therefore, it gets the kartra samya. That is why he says, svatantriyena vivakshitaha arthaha. It is not just svatantraha arthaha, that which is actually pradhana or independent, but that which is intended to be conveyed as independent. So vivaksha is the key point. నను స్థాళీ పచతి ఇత్యాదౌ కథం స్థాళ్యాదీనాం కర్తృత్వం స్వాతంత్ర్యాభావాద్ ఇత్యతః వివక్షితోర్థః ఇతి. వివక్షాతః కారకాణి భవంతి ఇతి భాష్యాత్ ఇతి భావః. సో ద భాష్యకార హింసెల్ఫ్ యాక్సెప్ట్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషెస్ ఇట్. వివక్షాతః కారకాణి, ద సేమ్ థింగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ ద థింగ్, దట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ద హరి ఆల్సో సేస్ నహి వస్తు vyavasthitam. It is not the vastu which has the property. That is, it is not that kashta is always karana and so on. So that is not the vyavastha, does not exist in the object. It exists in the mind of the speaker. It exists in the vivaksha. With vivaksha, you can make the same thing act as karta, as karma, as karana, as adhikarana or whatever. It's the vivaksha. vivakshatakarakani bhavanti iti bhashyad iti bhavaha. Svatantrianja, and what, how do you give the lakshanas? We saw a lakshana for karma, right? So we saw that dhatvartha vyapara, kartranishtha vyapara prayojya phala phalashraya karma iti rashtam. Tathaiva svatantriyam nama kartritvam kim iti lakshanam riyate. Dhatvartha vyapara ashrayatvam. So vyapara ashrayatva, the vyapara, the substratum for the vyapara, which is given by the dhatu. Dhatoho arthaha yaha vyaparaha, tasya ashrayaha karta ityarthaha. Phalanukula vyaparaha dhatvarthaha, purvameva drishtam. Phalam tadanukula vyaparasya dhatvarthaha, tatra pachati ityatra, iklittirupa phalashraye tandule ativyapti varanaya vyaparehi. So now, the lakshana says vyapara dhatvartha vyaparashrayatvam. So why not just say dhatvartha ashrayatvam iti prashna? Why not just say the ashraya? The substratum for whatever is the dhatvartha. So that is why he says dhatvartha is two. It is vyapara and phala. So to prevent the kartrasamya from applying for the phalashraya, which is the karma, the tandula. Tatra pachati ityatra vikirti rupa phalashraye tandule ativyapti varanana vyapara iti. So that is why the lakshana very clearly says dhatvartha vyapara ashrayatvam. So the ashraya of the vyapara, the action which is given by the dhatu is karta. Uktam cha harina bhartrharihi vadati dhatunokta kriya nityam karake kartruteshyate dhatuna ukta kriyaha. So that kriya, that is the action which is indicated by the dhatu, dhatuna ya kriya ucchyate tasya tadvan karta, dhatunokta kriya nityam karake. So dhatuna ukta kriya karake. So the karaka whose action is indicated by the dhatu is called karta, kartrata ishyate iti. Dhatu upasta vyapara vati ityartha. The same thing. So that is about karta. Right? So that is why karanadinam tu kartri viniyogadeva svavyapare svatantram. So how do we have this svatantra? We say that the karta can act by himself, whereas the karana, adhikarana, karma, etc. kartri viniyogan. When the karta decides, so then they can act, do, carry out their action. See, each part or each karaka will have its own action. So kashtaha jvalanti iti kashta vyaparaha. Thali, thalyaha api adhishrayanam nama, it holds the karma. So that is also an action. So different vyaparas are associated with each of the karakas. But they cannot do it independently. They cannot carry out their vyapara independently. They can carry it out only when the karta does it. So brings them together. Svatayeva kartuhu svatantyam iti ucchate svrakshatah karakani bhavanti. Atayeva sthali pachati iti bhavitam arhati sthalyam pachati. Sthali adhikaranam, adhikaranatva vivakshayam sthalyam pachati iti prayogah bhavitam arhati karanatva vivakshayam sthalya pachati ityapi bhavitam arhati. Right? So depending on the vivaksha, you can have different kinds of prayogas. None of these is wrong. But given a particular context, given a particular vivaksha, what is the one which is to be used? So similarly, atishchinati, atinashinati, the sword cuts, or he, somebody else cuts with a sword. So it can either be karana or vidakarta. So everywhere, the operating term is vivaksha. Vivakshatah karakani bhavanti. So that is what Bhartrihari also emphasizes. Yena yena svarupena yaya shaktit vivakshite tena tena svarupena saiva shaktitva karakam. So shakti is a sambandha between pada padartha. So whatever is vivaksha, that which is intended to convey. So the sambandha between the word and the meaning which you intend to convey. That is, then, that manifests itself as the karaka in whatever form. If you intend to, for it to manifest as karana, it will. If you intend to manifest it to manifest as karta, it will. So, saiva shaktistu karakam, that itself manifests as karaka. Yeah. So that is about karta. So next he defines karana. So because the Vibhakti Sutra clubs these together. Kartra karanayoho diya ityanena bhayoho militva tritiya vibhakti uchyate. Atha idani karanam namakim iti vadati sadhakatamam karanam. Padadvayam sadhakatamam karanam iti karake tadhikaraha kriyasiddhau prakrishtopakarakam karakam karanakamyam syaati sutrartha. So kriyam siddhau in generating a kriya, prakrishta upakarakam, that which is the best aid, is called karana. Okay. So what is this prakrishtatva? Is clear in the vyakhyana. So prakrishta upakarakam. Okay. So sadhaka tamam karanam kriya siddhau nama kriyotpattau ityarthah karanadukadhikara labhyamidam. So again, kutra sadhaka tamam kriyayam iti karake itiharikara devanathyate prakrishtopakarakam iti kartra kriyayam janayitavyayam yat sahaya bhutam tat upakarakam ityuchyate. So when a kartra has to perform an action, that which is assisting, that is called upakaraka, right? So he says prakrishta upakaraka, right? So upakarakam namakim kartra kriyayam janayitavyayam yat sahaya bhutam tat upakarakam iti uchyate. Sadhaka tamam ityasya vyakhyanam etat. Sadhaka shabdat atishayane tamavishthanam iti sutrena tamap atishayitam sadhakam sadhaka tamam iti bhavah. So that which is an excellent sadhaka or upakaraka, aid or instrument is karana. Yad vyapara anantaram kriya nishpatihi tat prakrishtam. So, as I said, all karakas will have their own vyapara. Okay? So yad vyapara anantaram kriya nishpatihi. So these vyaparas occur in a series. So after the vyapara, kriya is occur. Okay. So yad vyapara anantaram, that karaka, immediately following whose action we have kriya nishpati, we say the kriya is done. Okay. So that is karana. Okay. For example, he is saying ramena banena hato vali. So banena vali hataha. So now bana is aiding in hanana. Okay. Hanana is the action. So as soon as the bana does its vyapara is piercing. Okay? So as soon as the vyapara of the bana is done, the kriya is said to be over. Okay? So yad vyapara anantaram kriya nishpatihi. Na antaram anantaram. That is, there is no gap between the vyapara of the bana and the kriya, that is hanana kriya being done. Okay? So there we have that as the karana. Yadvyapara anantaram kriya nishpatihi tat prakrishtam. Kartru vyaparadhina yadvyapara avyavahita kriya nishpatihi tat tasyam karanam iti yavat. So he refines the lakshana. Now this vyapara, that is the vyapara of the karana, will always be under control of the kartru vyapara. That is without the karta, without Rama, the vana cannot act, right? So kartra vyapara adhina. So the vyapara of the karta, that is the action, the doer or the subject. So kartra vyapara adhina yad vyapara avyavahita kriya nishpatihi. So this vana vyapara is depending on the vyapara of the karta, and immediately after its vyapara you have kriya being done. So therefore it is called karana. Kartavyaparadhina yadvyapara avyavahita kriya nishpatihi tattasyam karanam iti yavate. So that is the lakshana for karana. So agrayasi tamapgrahanam kim sadhaka tamam karanam iti vichyate satra tamapgrahanam kimartham iti prashna. So tamapgrahanam kim prashnasya kaha asyavaha. Tamam grahanam kimiti sadhakam సాధకం ఇత్యేవ ఉచ్యతాం కారకాధికారాదేవ సిద్ధే పునఃసాధక గ్రహణాదేవ ప్రకృష్టం సాధకం ఇది విజ్ఞాయతే ఇది ప్రశ్న. సో ద క్వశ్చన్ హియర్ ఇస్ వై డస్ ఇట్ సే సాధక సమం, వై కెన్ హీ నాట్ జస్ట్ హావ్ సెడ్ సాధకం కరణం ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్. సో వై నాట్ జస్ట్ సే దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ నౌ, బట్ ద సూత్రార్థ సే ప్రకృష్ట ఉపకారకం. ఇఫ్ యు జస్ట్ సే సాధకం యు విల్ నాట్ గెట్ దట్ ప్రకృష్ట ఉపకారకం. So he says that even without the sadhaka sama, you can get the meaning of prakrishta upakaraka. So how he explains? Gangayam koshaha iti dattam dikshitaihi. So we will not understand anything without the commentary here. Right? So tamagrahanam kim iti sadhakam ityeva uchyata karakadhikara deva siddhe punaha sadhaka grahana deva prakrishtam sadhakam iti vijnayate. ఇది ప్రశ్న. సో దట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రశ్న. అయం ఆశయ. సో ద వ్యాఖ్యాన క్లారిఫైస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఆశయ. కారక ప్రకరణే గౌణముఖ్య న్యాయ ఏతత్ సూత్రాన్ అన్యత్ర న ప్రవర్తతే ఇది జ్ఞాపనార్థం సమగ్రహణం. సో హి సేస్ ద సమగ్రహణ ఇస్ ఫార్ indicating that the Gaunamukhya Nyaya is a paribhasha. So it is a paribhasha which says Gaunamukhya Yohu Mukhya Karya Samprapteya. So this Hello.